Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Check it. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me.
Now Shaq could make bad movies and the sheriff wouldn't care, and Shaq could fail to lead his team to glory or to where at least they wouldn't watch the finals on their TV sets. But dissing Kobe with a rap, as bad as rapping gets, will cost Shaquille his badges, although it is plain to see he did not diss the sheriff, did not diss the deputy. Oh, Shaq, he was a lawman, or a lawman of a sort, although I bet he never filled out one report while serving in Miami or in any other spot where he'd deter the guys and the crooks, or maybe not. Perhaps he only liked to play the law and order game, but now that he's dissed Kobe, it will never be the same, for Sheriff Joe in Maricopa's told his big sidekick, you can't pretend to be a lawman if you are a d-. Will crime now spike in Maricopa, break in stolen cars? Will men who'd been deterred by Shaq now misbehave in bars? Will bank clerks turn embezzler? Will lawyers cheat their clients because the Maricopa cops are sadly short of giants? Will landlords turn the water off, and will accountants cheat because Big Aristotle is no longer on the beat? Will sales of guns proliferate, and will the dope trade spike? Now Shaq has turned his badge in because the sheriff didn't like his language or his attitude. I hope we will not rue the sheriff's rash decision. He did what he had to do, but is there joy among the crooks, and do good people sob at chaos come to town with Shaq no longer on the job? Hey, I was only freestyling, and it was done in fun. That was Shaquille's defense, although when all is said and done, he probably should be happy that he only had to quit his job as special deputy. Did punishment quite fit the crime that Shaq committed against the ears of all who heard the silly stuff he sang? And sang is probably not the word that's just right for describing what that video displayed. In any case, you're deaf if you were not somewhat dismayed by Shaq's attempt to entertain with Kobe-thumping rap, and probably Shaq would now admit that he was just a sap for forfeiting his badges for a silly turn on stage. Or maybe not. Perhaps we'll see Big Aristotle rage, and up on YouTube, video will resolutely state, "Hey, I don't need no stinking badges." Man, that would be great.